This is your NPR news station, 90.3 WBHM and 91.5 WSGN. I'm Andrew Yeager. The penultimate week of Alabama's legislative session was a hectic one. The legislature is scrambling to pass state budgets. And as Don Daly, host of Alabama Public Television's Capital Journal, tells WBHM's Gigi Duban, two bills drew a lot of attention this week as the clock ticked. The autism bill and the prison construction bill, which proponents hope would ease overcrowding and safety concerns.
Yeah, the big question is, are they going to get to a prison bill before the end of the session? Those who support the prison reform legislation are remaining fairly optimistic that they will get something done. There's a big question mark, though, surrounding the House Judiciary Committee. It's been working on revisions to the Senate-passed prison plan, and a lot will revolve over what it ends up reporting out next week. If it's something that all sides can agree to fairly readily, then a prison bill could get out before the end of the session at the end of next week. But if there are too many changes for too many people to digest, it could have a lot harder time.
Yeah, and so this bill is one that has changed so many times since it was first introduced. Bring us up to speed here on what this latest version looks like.
Yeah, the House is looking at tweaking the Senate-passed version. The Senate version wanted local entities to build two prisons and then lease them back to the state. And if they got those commitments, then the state would build a third prison. Now, the House has been looking at changing that to building three new prisons, getting commitments to build three new prisons, and then the state doing a fourth if local entities will build the three. The House also wants to add into the mix building a new Tutwiler prison for women, which wasn't in the Senate version. The Senate had proposed just renovating Tutwiler. Many members in the House think that we should just go ahead and build a whole new women's prison.
Well, I wonder, the prison construction bill was something that former Governor Robert Bentley had sort of shepherded. It was sort of his baby. I wonder if there's a lot more skepticism and the questions that we're hearing from lawmakers now about cost and staffing concerns. Do you think there's a connection there?
Yeah, there's certainly a connection, and a lot of those questions still remain. A lot of that skepticism still remains. The governor had proposed like an $800 million plan to build three new mega prisons around the state. The Senate-passed version scaled that back to about $350 million, and the Senate is still looking at cost, among other things. So if we get anything out next week, it's probably going to be a hybrid of all three, but the question is, will everybody agree on it?
Mm-hmm. The other bill that was the subject of a lot of debate this week was the autism bill. Tell us about this bill and where it is now.
Well, in a nutshell, it would mandate insurance coverage of a widely used form of autism therapy. It's brought a lot of autism advocates out to the State House in recent weeks. It was set to go to committee this week, but there were some who were worried that the stalling tactics were going to kill the legislation. A Senate committee did pass it out this week, but then there were some questions as to whether it would be reported out to the floor and whether that might be another stumbling block. But late in the week, Senate leadership promised that it would come up for a vote in the Senate next week. There still may be some big amendments to the bill offered on the Senate floor, but those who support it say they are optimistic that an autism insurance bill will get out next week.
And one of the big concerns with this bill, one of the concerns that the opposition has raised, was that it would increase premiums. And so would an amendment address that?
It's possible. There have been several amendments to that effect. You may also be aware that Blue Cross Blue Shield, the state's largest insurer, made an overture this week to begin offering this coverage without the legislative mandate. Now, there were those who were concerned that that might take too long to develop. Others said the offer was made in good faith, but the committee went ahead and reported the bill out in the form of a legislative mandate.
I assume that if Blue Cross Blue Shield were to offer this without the legislative mandate, that would mean also that they can take it away without a mandate.
That was a worry that that some people had expressed, indeed.
That's Don Daly, host of Alabama Public Television's Capital Journal, speaking with WBHM's Gigi Duban. You can hear from Don Fridays during the legislative session.